Join the conversation.
You're with Kate Talk.
Something a little different for our On the Couch interview today, because we're following up on a listener query that came in during our food segment last Monday. The sender was really taken aback by the price she'd been asked to pay for a pallet of grapes at her local supermarket. Let's just take a listen to that voice note again.
Pippa, this is Marlene. I am just gobsmacked that we have to pay 40 rand for a punnet of grapes. I usually shop at Food Lovers, and I think they are the cheapest, you know, cheaper than Woolies and Pick and Pay. I bought grapes on Saturday, a punnet of grapes, and I noticed they were locally produced. It is summer, it is season for grapes. So yeah, I'm just intrigued as to why we are paying 40 rand a punnet. Do you perhaps know? Thanks very much.
Well, many people pointed out at the time that seasonality is a key influencer of pricing, and that we weren't quite into full grape season just yet in South Africa. So chances are that many of the options you've been offered on the shelves are imported grapes, which we know come at a cost. And of course, any good chef or environmentalist will tell you you're better off eating seasonally and waiting for produce to come into season locally before you buy it. But when exactly is that going to be for grapes? How long does Marlene have to wait? And what other factors might be influencing pricing in our local table grape market? We've invited a guest to join us who's got very close knowledge of the subject, because Johan van Niekerk is the commercial director at Star South, which is a company that does imports and exports of various fruit, and that includes table grapes. Johan, it's great to have you with us on the show. Welcome.
Hi, good day.
Thank you so much for joining us. What we're seeing now, or certainly what we've seen through the winter months, has been particularly imports from places like Spain or Egypt. And I've seen the price go as high as 60 rand for a 500 grand punnet. How much longer do we have to wait, Johan, until South African grapes are in season?
I prefer today is actually the second week of the South African season. So at the moment, 90% of the grapes you'll find in the shops is locally produced.
Okay, so they are filtering in.
Yes.
And how long is the season, Johan?
The South African season started 2 weeks ago and will continue up till May. And then, obviously, it's a deciduous fruit, so only we harvest in summer. So in the winter months, we import grapes from Spain and Egypt, as you said.
Okay. I've also occasionally, I think, seen grapes from Namibia, Johan, which quite surprised me, because you don't think of that being a place where fruit grows.
Yeah, Namibia is quite a long border against the Orange River.
Okay.
So Namibia produces grapes mainly in the months of November and December. So much of the grapes you'll find on the local market now is Namibian.
Okay, so prices then, I hope, should start coming down, Johan. But what are some of the other factors that play into the pricing that we see on the shelf?
Okay, so to start with the imported grapes, we can find grapes only in the Northern Hemisphere in those months. And it's basically the marketing options that European producers have, which determines the price, supply and demand in Europe. So they can sell their product in the UK or in Germany or many of the European countries. So there's always in any certain week there's a market price for these for grapes.
Mm-hmm.
So we at Star South then buy from Spanish producers at the same price that they would get selling to Lidl or Sainsbury's or Tesco's in the UK.
Right.
We then obviously have a huge shipping cost to get the product in South Africa. Shipping globally has gone up by almost 50% as a cause of the pandemic and the global logistical chaos that exists. Also problems in ports, people not being able to load the product and offload the product. In South Africa, we used to import the product that come into Cape Town, specifically through the Cape Town port. That changed. We have to bring everything in through Kuga in PE now, which adds another about 1 rand a punnet transport cost that we didn't have when it was in Cape Town.
Can you just give us a little bit more info there, Johan? What caused that change?
The congestion of the Cape Town port. Cape Town port facilities are a bit outdated. Government has fallen behind with infrastructure there, so the port cannot handle exports and imports at the same time. So basically in winter, when a lot of citrus leaves the country, the port was congested, and mostly I think about more than 95% of the fruit we brought in, we had to offload in PE.
Sure. Okay, so all the way to Kucha. Is Saldanha Bay not an option, Johan, that would be closer to Cape Town than Kucha?
Not for fruit, no.
Okay.
It's the big vessels come in, they offload imported product, and then they upload export product again and leave, so they don't stop in Saldanha. It's not a reefer port for cold containers, because obviously, unlike hardware that doesn't have to be cooled,
right?
The containers used for fruit are like big fridges. So a port needs to have the facilities to plug these fridges in once they're offloaded the vessel, and also take it into cold rooms where the cold chain is maintained.
Yeah.
We then have to, the product has then been the best part of 3 weeks on the sea. It's normally now 5 weeks after it's been packed. So we have a distribution depot where we take the product in, and then we have to dress it up. There's always a rotten berry or some decay that we have to remove to make sure the product is in sellable shape. We also label and date code for every specific retailer. So some use a heat seal punnet that has got a plastic film on. Some is a clamshell punnet with a label on. And that gets date coded and priced due to every retailer's demand.
It's a really intricate business, Johan, and it's really interesting to hear the fine detail from you as you're explaining. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. So, okay, all the way to Kucha and then back to Cape Town. I assume that's then by road, that part of the trip.
That's by road, yeah. So the cost drivers basically is a price in euro at which we buy the product in Spain. Then a dollar price for the shipping, and I don't have to explain to you what the rand's value did in the last few months. So in rand, the product then becomes really expensive. The retailers are very helpful. We deal with all the major retailers, from Food Lovers to Spar, Shoprite, Checkers, Woolies, Pick and Pay. And actually, grapes is one of the products, due to all the cost inflation, that they are taking less margin on to keep the retail ticket at the same level. There's been very little, if any, price movement in the last 5 years. A punnet of grapes has been retailing for the same price, which means producers in Spain, us as the traders and the retail themselves, all cut margins to keep that price level the same. Now, obviously, when something is produced locally, we don't have the shipping leg, and obviously we don't have the dressing up leg, because the product is fresh from the farms.
Yeah.
And that's what creating a bit of a difference in price. So the pricing, which is around 50 rand a punnet for grapes in the import season. Then when it goes over, at the moment, you would see prices varying from 29 to 39 rand a punnet. And then there's a lot of other details. There's 67 different table grape varieties.
I was going to ask you about that. 67 different varieties.
Yeah. So obviously for retailing, and because of longer shelf life, only the best varieties actually find its way to the retailers. Some of the lesser popular varieties is mostly exported into Africa or sold on the informal markets or the municipal markets. And these days, with all the consumer acts, we as suppliers have to make sure that everything with the product is intact in terms of compliance basis. So growers have to comply with social and ethical and food safety requirements to make sure that the retailer can guarantee a sound product that has been ethically produced and has been treated in a food safety manner, so the chemicals that can be sprayed on it is restricted. So make sure the product is safe. There's a lot of hoops that producers have to jump through. So what you find in the retailer is obviously the cream of the crop, and the best varieties also, because consumers are the boss. Consumer has the power to pick something up or leave it. Table grapes compete with a massive amount of other fruits. It's not an essential product. which means someone can pick up a punnet of blueberries or strawberries or stone fruit or a bunch of bananas, if you like. So grapes need to compete with all of that. So if the flavor and the sugar is not a pleasant experience, the consumer will just leave it alone. Mm-hmm. Also, if it's too expensive, obviously the consumer will leave it alone. And you find different grades. I mean, like in Woolworths, you have a flavor burst range, which is certain varieties with an extra taste, like cotton candy,
yes,
or sugar crunch, stuff which is much sweeter, and they are obviously more expensive because they are more difficult to produce. So, yeah, and then on the South African supply side, where we are in season now, farmers have experienced 17% cost inflation year on year from last season to this season. And these are things that are familiar to the average consumer. So firstly, we have a new minimum wage, which pushes up the labor cost. There is a huge inflation in fuel costs.
Yeah.
Farmers use a lot of diesel. So does the transporters. Then we have the Eskom power that is much more expensive. And a lot of electricity goes into the packing process as well as the cooling process. And also, due to the same global logistical nightmare that we are going through, the cost of imported inputs like fertilizers and sprays have gone up a lot. And then lastly, paper and plastic, the packing material, has gone up a lot. So the plastic price is linked to the oil price, because plastic is produced from oil. Paper prices for the boxes and all the paper used in that process. So all of these things added 17% to the grower's bottom line. But why it's impossible to pass that increase at the moment to the consumer is the market and the retailers know that if prices go up any further, other fruits will gain ground on table grapes.
Yeah, the pressures are coming from all sides. Johan, it's fascinating listening to this. I just want to say, for anybody who's joined us late to the conversation, that my guest on the line is Johan van Niekerk, who's Commercial Director at Star South, who deal with both imports and exports of fruit, including table grapes. Johan, somebody asking a question on our WhatsApp line: do we have first choice on our local fruit and veg, or does the best immediately get taken and sent overseas?
Unfortunately, the best gets exported. Grapes is a product that is, of all the deciduous fruits, it's the one that's most liked in winter. So if you compare grapes to stone fruit, for every 4 pallets of grapes we sell in winter, we sell only 1 stone fruit. In summer, that changes around to 1 grapes and 4 stone fruits, because it's funny enough, grapes is very popular in winter.
Mm-hmm.
The grapes in South Africa definitely gets exported. The best product gets exported to the UK, Canada, Russia, the whole of Europe, Israel, Middle East, Southeast Asia, China. And the reason why the best is exported is the growers have better prices overseas.
Okay. And it makes sense that you go where the best prices are. Yeah. We've got a listener question or comment that's come in as a voice note. Let's take a listen.
Hi, Pipam. I'd like to remain anonymous on this one. Pipam, we don't produce local market grapes. We only produce them for the export market, meaning right now at the early time of the season, it's mainly high prices in Europe, and to get fruit to the domestic market, those prices have to be matched back on the farm, and that's what is keeping the prices of punnets there. If you wait a month or so, they should relatively come down, but not too low, to a point where the retailers don't make money as well. Thank you.
Thank you very much for that comment. Johan, would you like to respond?
Yeah, that's a man that knows his business. That's exactly right, what he said there. At the moment, this first 4 weeks of the season, South Africa is still in time for the pre-Christmas market globally.
Right.
And then there's a week or two where we are still in time for the Chinese New Year. And all of these times, our fruit is very expensive overseas. Therefore, the local market, which, although not as perfect as the exports, it obviously is at a discount, but it follows these export prices. Okay. So you will see in the month after Christmas in South Africa, grapes become really cheap. They go down to like 19 rand a punnet, sometimes 14.99 if you watch the media. There's also different retailers that target different market segments. So you see some very fancy Checkers outlets and fancy Pick and Pays and Spars or Woolies. They would only stock the best spec and at a high price. You'll get certain ShopRite shops or normal fruit and veg cities which will run big promotions and try to get stuff to the consumer at a lower price. So the different levels of society each have a different place they shop. And I think the retailers are doing a great job. We follow global research closely. And it's now stated fact that retailers are responsible for 80% more fruit being sold to the consumer as would be the case without retailers in the traditional way of fresh market sales.
Okay.
So although we often think that retailers are having a lot of power and they are strong in buying, retailers actually are on the consumer side and they bargain hard with suppliers to get prices as low as possible. But there's certain fact, if you put the grapes price down more, we're already at the point where the producers are running at very thin margins.
Mm.
So if prices go down further, these guys will go out of business. The supply will go down and then prices will go up. So we're at a place where I don't see that the retail prices of grapes will change much. If anything, because of cost inflation, they might go up.
Johan, thank you so much for what has turned out to be a really fascinating conversation. I so appreciate your input and you've done such a good job of describing it all in layman's terms for us today. Thank you very, very much for joining us.
All the best for the
night. Keep well. You too. Johan van Niekerk, Commercial Director at Star South. And already WhatsApp in saying, what an articulate guest Mr. Grape is. Thank you very much. And thank you indeed. Marlene, you opened up a really interesting topic. Thank you so much for the question that prompted that conversation.